And welcome into the Monday, July 30th edition of Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you, joined as always by senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osher. This is a big day. Practice number 5, first in shoulder pads for the training camp. A lot of guys also in big news today came off the PUP list. 3 guys came off today, and there's a little bit of a process for each of those guys to get back full, right?
Yeah, it's Terrence Knighton, Zach Miller, and Uche Nwaneri are back. And the process is they come back today, and they're really still just in helmets. They can't really do – they're not with helmets yet, and they really can't do that much. They can work in individual drills, but they can't be involved in what they call the teamwork. There's one more day where they're sort of eased back into it, and then on Wednesday they can get back into it where they're full go. And obviously they're excited about seeing that. But, you know, for a guy like Terrence Knighton, after what he went through in the offseason, he's just happy to be back, and he's fired up about today.
And here's what Terrence said after practice today.
I felt like I was ready for a while, but we had to take every, you know, precautionary. And, you know, I had to be patient, but, you know, it's finally here, and I got to be ready. You know, I don't take anything for granted now, and you know, I just continue to work hard. You know, I can't do much now, you know, with them because I got, you know, it's a process to putting on the pads. But, you know, I do as much as I can and go as hard as I can.
Well, there's Terrence Knighton. And I'll tell you what, a lot of folks around camp today, and I know you brought this up earlier, Terrence just looked a lot better, a little more spry than he has in years past. He's lost some weight.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I was in the locker room today, as we are after practice, and talking to Jeremy Mincy, and I said, you know, well, what's the importance of having Terrence back, your standard questions? And Jeremy sort of interrupted me and said, hey, did you see him on the bag drill? And I happened to watch him on the bag drill, and he looked like a guy who's 20 pounds lighter. He looked that much quicker, that much more powerful. And Terrence has always been a guy who has played very well in stretches for this team. If this is a sign of what he might be, then you might have something special on your hands this year.
That's the positive from camp today. Some of the negatives, though, on the offensive side. Mike Mularkey, head coach for the Jaguars, spoke to the media after practice today and said that the offense was just a little bit behind. It was pretty obvious. Gabbert didn't have a lot of time to get comfortable in the pocket on 11-on-11s. Receivers were dropping balls left and right. It's to be expected, though, right. I guess, in the first day with pads.
Yeah, it's to be expected, but I think it's significant that Mike came out very open, very honest after practice and said, hey, we've had too many drops. We've had too many fumbles after the catch. I think the receivers know they've got to get better, but certainly Mike Mularkey today made it a point of emphasizing that after practice, and you know he wants improvement out of that area.
And there are veteran receivers on this team. Lee Evans and LaRon Robinson are two of them. They spoke to us today after practice.
It's repetition and it's communication. So, you know, when we're running a route, you know, I'm telling him what I'm seeing, and you know he's telling me what he's seeing and how he wants to do it. So you know that just comes with reps and seeing it and doing it a few times and just getting a feel for it. So I mean it's only what, the third day of camp?
Yeah.
Feels like a week, but you know right now is where you start to develop that, and you know we're well on our way.
We're still only in day 3 practice, first day of pads. So you know it's gonna come. We got a long way to go. We're gonna keep working, keep getting reps in preseason, and hope we'll be on the same page when the season starts.
Well, the receivers have to have somebody to throw it to, and Blaine Gabbert is that guy, of course, scrambling around a bit today. What are your thoughts with Blaine?
Well, that was by design. Mike Mularkey on Saturday had been very pointed that interceptions were not what they wanted, and if you have to make a choice between interception and sack, to take the sack. I thought clearly today Blaine was pulling the ball down more, making it a point not to throw interceptions, and I didn't get the impression from listening to Mike after practice that he was overly upset with how Blaine did. I think he likes where Blaine is. I think he's more concerned about the receivers getting it together.
There's an additional practice on Monday. It's a walkthrough this afternoon. The schedule for Tuesday, July 31st, same as today, 8:30. It's a full pads practice, the first of training camp, and then a 4:55 walkthrough, less of an emphasis there. John, thanks for the time as always.
Fantastic.
John Osher from Jaguars.com, J.P. Shadrick, we're back with more on Inside the Jaguars tomorrow.